The Bible says no person knows when the Son of Man will return. Even the Son and the angels in heaven don't know when that day or time will be. Only the Father knows. Remember Noah when the flood came? Well, when the Son of Man comes, it will be the same as the things that were happening during his time. Prior to the flood, people were eating and drinking, going about their business. They were marrying and giving their children to be married, and they were doing day-to-day things right up to the day Noah entered the boat. The people were not prepared, and all those people were destroyed. It will be the same when the Son of Man comes. Two men will be working together in the field. One man will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding grain with a mill. One woman will be taken and the other woman will be left. So always be ready, because you don't know the day your Lord will come. If the owner of a house knew when the thief was coming, then the owner would be ready for him. He would watch and not let the thief enter his house. So you must be ready. The Son of Man will come at a time when you don't expect him. So what if Jesus did come back today? Would you be ready? The Bible says it will be soon. But does that mean this week? In a year? Or perhaps in the next hour? Either way, whatever happens, whenever he does come, I believe Jesus wants us to be ready, to be prepared. I wake up every day with my own list. Go here, stop this, mark off another accomplished task. In other words, the ordinary could come to a stop at any moment. Two men will be in the one field, one will be taken and the other left. Two men, one goes, one stays. Two women will be grinding in a mill, one will be taken and the other left. Yes, two women, one goes, one stays. Which one will you be? Imagine you spend the day at the house. You wake up when your body's alarm clock tells you to. You eat breakfast in front of the television, then lunch, and you keep your pajamas on until early afternoon. You don't wash the dishes, you don't make the bed, your hair isn't combed. You are a mess, or at least a little unkept. Then the phone rings. Your husband is bringing company home for supper. You have 10 minutes. He leaves a message that he is picking up barbecue pork and chopped beef, so no need to worry about the meal. Are you ready? Of course not. You have not prepared for visitors. You need a little time to get your act together, to put makeup on, and to gather up your dishes, the ones still sitting on the coffee table. Look at you. Your sleepwear has stains on it from the Oreo cookies. You need a bath and fresh clothes. No makeup. Greasy hair. Hurry! Get ready. Now, imagine if Jesus called the house and said, "I'm coming for you." Would your heart be ready? Or do you need a little time to get your act together, to seek his forgiveness? God wants me. He wants you. All of us. He wants us to love him with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. If you continue in him, when he comes, you will be ready. You'll be confident and unashamed. A heart which loves Jesus will focus on him. Don't be the woman who would be left standing at the mill. Don't be so caught up in this world you are not spiritually ready to spend eternity with the Lord. So be ready to go with Jesus at any time. He will come when you least expect him.